You're listening to SBS News.
In the midst of a war, Ukrainians have been warned to brace themselves for a winter crisis. The United Nations Deputy Emergency Relief Coordinator Joyce Masuya says millions of people in Ukraine are in dire need of humanitarian assistance, with the ongoing destruction jeopardizing the country's energy and water sector.
In conflict-affected areas, electricity supply, telecommunication, and transport infrastructure have been devastated, affecting people's access to water and heat just as the cold winter months approach.
The comments come as airstrikes cut power and water supplies to hundreds of thousands of Ukrainians on Tuesday, part of what the country's president called an expanding Russian campaign to drive the nation into the cold and dark and make peace talks impossible. Anatoly Kustovol, Ukraine's deputy state secretary, says more assistance is needed.
First of all, it's the delivery of core relief items like food, winter clothes, particularly for the most vulnerable people. Multi-purpose cash assistance being one of the most viable assistance instruments, especially for families which have been moved from one region to another one with small kids, and this instrument is called an effective one.
Overnight, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky also took aim at Russia's use of Iranian-made drones. He says it shows Russia is militarily bankrupt. The Kremlin on Tuesday denied using Iranian-made drones by the Russian military, though Iran has promised to provide Russia with surface-to-surface missiles in addition to more drones.
We must remember that the very fact of Russia's appeal to Iran for such assistance is the Kremlin's recognition of its military and political bankruptcy. For decades, they've spent billions of dollars on their military-industrial complex and in the end bowed to Tehran to get rather simple drones and missiles. Strategically, it will not help them anyway. It only further proves to the world that Russia is on the path of defeat and is trying to draw someone else into its accomplices in terror.
The president also thanked Estonia for recognizing Russia as a state sponsor of terrorism. Estonia's parliament adopted with unanimous support a resolution declaring Russia a terrorist regime and condemning Moscow's annexation of Ukrainian territory. Opposition leader Alexei Navalny also took aim at the Kremlin's invasion of Ukraine while appearing via video link in court.
We have people over there that say we will start an aggressive war. We will want to chop off a piece of the territory or a neighbouring state, but if we lose, we will arrange, as they write themselves, a nuclear Armageddon and simply destroy everything around for the sake of our right to just steal and do whatever we want. They know that there are people who will oppose this, and they are trying to erase these people into dust.
The new commander of Russian forces in Ukraine acknowledged his troops were under broad pressure and faced hard choices, as the Russian-appointed governor of the occupied Kherson province announced a partial evacuation. Massilia Eiley, SBS News.